Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me, renew in me the right spirit, lead to that secret, sacred place in you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you'll see me through.
How many know that God will see us through? Good morning. Come on in. Come on in. Waiting for those that will come on in to the show. Certainly, we thank you again for another opportunity to be in your homes, to be on your radios and wherever you listen to this show. We appreciate you. We thank you for your support. We thank you for just tuning in. This is Blog Talk Radio. It is September the 4th, 2021. We are in the ninth month of the year. And certainly this year will be over pretty soon. Ninth month, y'all. We're in the ninth month. We only got 10, 11, and 12. Three more months, and this year will be done with. Praise the Lord. And we will be in our Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year and starting all over again. And certainly we want to celebrate Blog Talk Radio. We're going to celebrate in 2022. Matter of fact, I've just let the cat out the bag. I envision a celebration to commemorate our time on the air. So listen for it. We're going to start announcing it. Praise God. But it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. I am your host, Dr. Maria Carey, President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. Certainly, we have a spirit-filled show today. We give a shout-out to our co-hosts who did an outstanding job on last week. We were talking about, or last month, we were talking about spiritual gifts. We were talking about how the gifts are used in us and how they're used in the body. And certainly the Holy Spirit gives us those gifts in order to win and to help cultivate the church. And some people will say why the church or look at the church on a, in a negative view, but the church is us. The church is the dwelling place of where God dwells. And certainly when we assemble ourselves in the house of worship, that's what it is. It's a house of worship. But God embodies us and gives us gifts that we may minister to those that don't know, or even those that may be lacking in faith, to individuals, to God's people. And certainly we feel like God's people are those that know him. We are all God's people, whether we know him or not. We are still made in God's image. And that brings us into the lesson today. We've got an exciting lesson today. Just want to make a few announcements before I get into this lesson, praise God. You know, Amazing Grace School of Ministry is in session. We are dealing with the Old Testament. Certainly we are on part two, and this topic on today happens to fall in Exodus. And praise God, we studied Exodus, and it is a good book to study. Hallelujah. And certainly we as African Americans are so familiar with the book of Exodus, and I'm going to tell you why in a few minutes, praise God. So give me a call. I am your host again, Dr. Maria Carey. You can give me a shout-out or a text at 309-750-7584. You can also send us a donation that we will put back into this ministry. All checks are made payable to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box. You can mail them to P.O. Box, 438-411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. We thank you for those donations. We thank you for those prayer and even prayer requests. God just dropped in my spirit. Maybe you have a prayer request that you need prayer for. Come on now, give me a text. Give me a text, send it in the mail, and we will pray for you. It is praying time. It is praying time, and we will pray for you. We will lift up and bombard heaven for your needs. So all those that are listening out there in radio land, I decree blessings upon you, blessings, and break every yoke of bondage right now that is keeping you from moving forward. And, of course, if you go to this link, this hyperlink, you can see this show or listen to this show in its entirety, http://tobtr.com/s/11995866. Praise God, praise God. And if you want to send me an email, give me a text and I'll give you my email address. Praise God. Let's get into this hot lesson. It's hot, y'all. It's hot, it's hot, it's hot. We've got a word that's going to captivate your mind. We dealt with the gifts. Now we're dealing with the theme of offering praise unto God. Mm-hmm. And this lesson on today is how we got over in praise. Let's read the text coming from Psalms 101, verses 1 and 2. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Dropping down the Psalms 105, verses 37 to 45, reads as follows. He brought them forth also with silver and gold. There were no one feeble person among their tribe. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering and fire to give them light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quails and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock and the waters gushed out and ran in the dry ground and ran in the dry places like river. For he remembered his holy promise Abraham, his servant, and he brought forth his people with joy, his chosen with gladness, and gave them the lands of the heathen, and they inhabited the labor of the people, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise the Lord. So we're talking about we ought to sing. We ought to sing praises. Now, we're living in a time where it's challenges. You know, we have our own personal abilities, and they don't seem to match the encounters that we are facing. Certainly, we're living in a day of coronavirus, and our best abilities, are not able to conquer over this coronavirus. Mm-hmm. We wear masks. We do social distancing. We have been indoors. And yet every time we turn around, there is a new variant popping up. There is a new variant. We were closed down from last March to March of this year. And now the state of Illinois, if you're living in Illinois, it is a requirement that you put back on your mask and wear it when you're going in and out of places. So this Delta variant, it's causing a lot of problems. The kids have gone back to school, and yet they have to maintain social distancing, and they have to wear masks. But even coronavirus, we see that floods are happening in the United States that are killing people, and there are all manners of devastations that are happening in this day and time. So we got problems on all sides, every side. So in essence, there is nothing in our capacity to change it, but our hopes begin to look at everything that we've gone through, and it's like that our hopes are in a jail that there is no release. But then we still see a glimmer when we look at the promises of God, when we look at what God has for us. So a promise, when we look at a promise or somebody gives us a promise from somebody that has the ability to bring deliverance or to bring us out, we begin to find hope. We begin to see there is a fragrance like new rain or fresh rain in a hot, heated summer. So we begin to lift up our heads, and we begin to say there is hope. Even in the midst of the trouble, even in the midst of the calamities, even in the midst of the storm, yet there is somebody that was saved. Yet there was a home that was rescued. So now we see a people that's coming along, and they are beginning to have a reason to sing. They are beginning to have a reason to celebrate their deliverance. So on this day, I want to tell with you and share with you that we have a reason to celebrate. So we celebrate God's great path. We celebrate God's guidance, his guiding presence, and we celebrate God's divine provision. So here we are. Let's go to Exodus. Now, we read Psalms earlier. Now, Psalms is a song of praise. A song 105 is a song of worship to say this is what God has done for us. But when we go over in Exodus, it reads, and this Exodus is found in Exodus, the 15th chapter. Praise God. And I'm reading the new version, the 21st century King James Version. Who is like thee, O Lord, among the gods? That's a small g. Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thy right hand, the earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people whom thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of the Palestine. Then the chief of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty man of Moabite, trembling shall take hold upon them, all inhabitants of Canaan. And that's Moabite. Thank you, Lord. The mighty men of Moabite, trembling shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall among them. By the greatness of thy arm thou shalt be as still as a stone, till the people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over whom thou hast persecuted. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountains of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for them. Thou to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, with thy hands has established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the house of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen unto the sea. And the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dance. And Miriam answered them, "Sing ye the Lord, for he has triumphed graciously. The horses and his riders has he thrown into the sea." So I just want to give a little feedback. Praise God. We're talking about our praise. We're talking about praising our way through. So we're talking about the Egyptians, or not the Egyptians, but the Israelites, who was roughly in 400 years in slavery, starting out with Jacob's family that came to Egypt because of Joseph. And, you know, God promised Abraham to make the Israelites a great nation. And certainly when they went to Egypt, they were not a great nation. There were only Jacob's family, and they were only 70 members strong. Praise God. But God made a promise. So when God makes a promise to us, even though we may not see the remnants, or we may not see it in our generation, that promise shall come to pass, because God is faithful and just to what he said he's going to do. So when we look at that, when we see what God is doing here with the children of Israel, when he made a promise to Jacob, when he made a promise actually to Abraham, he told him, and so thus begins that process. So here we find that the Egyptians had grown 600,000 strong, from 70 members to 600,000 strong. And they lived in Goshen freely, because Joseph was put in a pit in order that he may save his people from famine and the whole nation from famine. You know, God knows how to work it out. God knows how to move it. 400 years in the process, but God is working it out for his people. Praise God. So we see that here they live, and then there became a people or Pharaoh that was to rise up that knew not Joseph. So now we're in the midst. We're here in the midst where God will call a man, to be raised up, call a deliverer to set his people free by the name of Moses. So the Israelites had grown strong. The promise that Abraham had given him had come to pass. Now we see that there's a Pharaoh that know not Joseph and comes along and says, these people are too mighty for me. They are too strong. So he, in essence, tries to decrease their numbers by genocide and enslavement. And certainly the people would pray for deliverance, and God would answer. God would answer with a man named Moses, as I stated already. And so we see that Exodus means to exit or depart. It's the key word is redemption. God is setting aside a redemption of his people. God will call forth a mighty act to free his people from their oppressor. So when we look at some definitions, we're talking about exuberant. What is exuberance? We're talking about praising the Lord. We're talking about giving God the glory. And when we define exuberant, it means a joyful, unrestricted praise, to give him the most that you can, to just be unrestricted with show enthusiasm. Just there's no limit, there's no restriction, that you just go to heights unimaginable, exuberant, unrestrained, that you don't put no cap on it, but you just lift it up and some, I would say, go crazy with your praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, what's praise? Praise is the act of expressing your approval, your how you admire, your admiration, or your the fact that you admire or give reverence or give approval commend. So you're commending something, you're admiring something, you are giving it homage. Thank you, Lord. So in essence, it is offering grateful homage to God. You're grateful. You're honoring God, who is God, who is Lord in your life. So here we are. Let's look at some history. Praise God. We're talking about Exodus and their praise and how they went and crossed over into the dry land. And in the back, in the midst of in the process, when we see Moses delivering the people, this is after Pharaoh decides to let the people go. And when we look at the plagues, this is after the last plague, which is often celebrated as the Passover, because the Lord, well, the people of Israel took a lamb, and they would take the blood of this lamb and sprinkle it over the doorposts, and the death angel would pass by. And God would use these plagues in order to show the Egyptians that God is Lord over all mankind. And certainly we see this in this particular text on this morning. So I want to talk about a little history, our history. You know, there were some 70s movies that were made, and out of one of these movies, we sing these songs, How We Got Over, Let's Do It Again by the Staple Singers. And when we look at Mahalia Jackson, she did a song which she sung, but it was originally written by somebody else. But Mahalia Jackson may be most famous for, but then Aretha Franklin came by and she started singing this song. It's How I Got Over, How I Got Over. My soul looked back and wonder how I got over. How I got over, how I got over. My soul looked back and wonder how I got over. And certainly there goes into a chorus that I want to sing hallelujah. I might shout this evening, trouble's over. I'm going to Jesus for all he's done for me. And then when we get into the modern times, we look at our experience. We look at the things that the African-American has gone through, and we look at the policies that we're facing now that seem not to be favorable to us as a people. When we look at the vaccinations, when we look at the medical or health disparities in our communities, and we look at our young people that are dying in the street, far greater than those of other ethnicities. So we say, Lord, there's still some getting over that we have to. But in the midst of that, we still have that ability to praise God. You know, I look at LaNeija Tyson's song, Praise Party. And certainly when we look at praise, when we look at our ability to give God the glory in the midst of a storm. As a people in captivity, we had the ability to sing songs like Lift Every Voice and Sing and various other songs that will represent our praise and our adoration. Thank you, God. Our adoration, which is definition of praise, our adoration to a king, to a God that's able to do exceedingly and above and beyond. So let's look at God's great past. So when we look at these verses, 11 and 12, who is like you, O Lord among the gods? Who is like you, gracious in holiness, fearful? So fearful and passes, doing wonders. And certainly I want to get that correct. I got a mistake, and I want to correct that, y'all. Pray God. Hallelujah. It says, who is like thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, doing wonders? So when we look at that, when we see what God is able to do, this is a song. Now, this is a song. These are songs that God, that Moses and Marian are giving God the glory, giving God the praise. They're stepping over into dry land. And when they stepped over into dry land, the Egyptians' chariots were drowned in this great and this Red Sea, praise God. But they stepped over and walked through this sea and the walls of water on each side of them, and their ground is dry. And when they came on the other side, and that's how we may go through. But when we get to the other side, y'all, when we get to the other side of our troubles, when we get through to the other side of the problems, when we get through everything that we've gone through, then there is a praise, because we understand that the enemies that we have gone up against have not killed us, but God has delivered us like he delivered the Israelites. Oh, the Israelites, their gods could not respond, but God, the Lord, the King, responded. Just like in our past, God responds in our problems. God responds to our illnesses. God responds to our hurts. God responds to our problems. God responds to those situations that we don't know how to get out of. God responds. God shows up in the midst of the storm, and he brings us out. And we can say, like the Israelites, there was a time when I thought the enemy would have drowned me, would have killed me. I was lost and didn't know what to do. But God came in and he swooped me up. And he delivered me on dry ground. He stretched forth his arm. He stretched forth his right arm, his right hand, and I was saved. His unmeasurable strength and power brought me out. So I was seeing, hallelujah, how I got over. I was seeing of his great deeds. I was seeing of those things that he's done for me. He's brought me out. He woke me up this morning. Oh, praise God. Then, too, God's guiding presence. Oh, and the scripture says, thou in thy mercy has led forth the people whom thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto the holy habitation. Now, I'm going to break this whole scripture down in two verses. Your mercy has led forth the people whom you have redeemed. Do you know that mercy leads you? This is a picture of God's mercy. This is a picture, an evidence of how God's mercy leads and guides us. David reminds us that his goodness and his mercy follows us. God's presence, God's mercy leads you without a doubt. His mercy follows you. There is nothing better than having God's favor in front of you and behind you. Oh, the favor that opens doors that you know good and well that you could not open. Oh, brings you from the back of the line to the front of the line. Oh, and you know good and well you didn't deserve it. Oh, that puts that money in the bank that you didn't have any money. Oh, we talking about mercy, y'all. His grace and mercy that's unmerited, that's new every morning. We woke up with him this morning. God's grace and mercy, they follow us. They keep us. They keep us from the things, from harm, because he is shadowing us. He is surrounding us. He is keeping us. That robber that didn't rob you, that rapist that didn't rape you, that robber that did not break into your home, hallelujah. Oh, that is God's grace and mercy. Oh, that hit the home next to you or the person next to you, that accident that you didn't have but you saw that happened in front of you, that's grace and mercy. Oh, because you're walking in this day and time and you haven't gotten coronavirus of any variant, but God has kept you, and certainly you haven't been secluded. You've gone in and out. Oh, you've been on planes and back, and yet you still saved. You still covered. You still covered by the blood of the Lamb. That's God's grace and mercy that's keeping you, that's providing for you, that's opening up doors that we do not deserve. Oh, because we are wretched. Oh, but because of God's grace, because Christ died on the cross for me, oh, thank God, because he died, then I've got an advocate that goes before God, before me. Now the Spirit of God, oh, helps and keeps and guides us so that grace and mercy walks with us. It talks with us, and it certainly provides access. It's the key access to the accessible things that we need to our path of deliverance and development. Yes, we sing of his mercy, of his redeeming us, and we sing because he continues to lead us. He's leading us out. He's leading us gracefully. He's leading us out of trouble. Oh, praise God. Third, God's gracious provision. Now, I quoted verse 13, and I said that I was going to hit it twice. So I just read this verse. I'm going to read it again. Mm-hmm. Thou in thy mercy has led forth the people whom thou hast redeemed. We just talked about that. Now, this is the part that I want you to underline in your head. Thou hast guided them in the strength unto thy holy habitation. Is another version of this verse. You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation. Now, mercy now guides them to a place of his promised provision. This is, again, those in my Old Testament Bible class that may listen, know this information because we went through Exodus in our first class. So in essence, when we look at his provision, when we look at the people, now God had delivered them. God had told Abraham that he would make this people a great nation, and we've already talked about that. Now they're over on the other side, and certainly Marian gets a tamarind, and she leads the women in worship. Come on now, come on. I don't know if I got any women on this blog this morning, but women led worship. Women led in the praises of the Lord. She grabbed a tamarind and started beating this tamarind. And when she started beating this tamarind in full-fledged worship, praise God, and certainly the women followed. Oh, if we can go into the house of the Lord and cry and clap our hands, we don't need a tamarind. We got our hands. So we can clap our hands, not even in the sanctuary, but in our homes, because that is our sanctuary for safety. So if we could clap our hands and begin exuberant praise of the Lord by clapping our hands and giving God his due uncontrollably, but just lifting up the Lord, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and worshiping him, praise God. So God had guided them in strength to this holy habitation. And we're talking about the promised land, y'all. God had said, I'm going to give you a land that flows with milk and honey. This would be called the promised land. Mm-hmm. So this was in the future, and inhabitants of a place where they didn't cultivate, their cousins cultivated, the Moabites and the Edomites, their cousins. And if you read your history, the Edomites were from Esau, and the Moabites were from Lot's from Satan is a lie, devil is a lie. The Moabites were from Lot and his daughter's affair, incestuous affair. So those were the Moabites. Now, God said that I will give you this land. Now, this is the scriptures talk about that. And I want to read it because I don't want to be quoted as saying I didn't give you the right interpretation. So we see the Moabites lost my paper, y'all. Give me a minute. On verse 15, it refers to then the chief of Edom shall be amazed, and the mighty men of the Moabites trembling shall take hold upon them. All inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. So in essence, God is saying, even these tribes, we're going to give you the promised land. So praise God. So this is, he's talking about, God is telling the Israelites that he is going to give them a land. He's going to give them a land that they didn't work for. He's going to give them a land that's prosperous. He's going to give them a land to dwell in. And this is his promise. His promise is this land, but for us, it's heaven. So we're looking one day to leave this land to be with him, to dwell with him, to be with him forever. So we are looking to be one day eternal with this eternal promise that will not fade away. So we sing. We sing of God's awesomeness. We sing of his unfailing promises that he's done for us. We sing in the midst of problems. We sing in the midst of trouble. So as we leave, as we see, as we praise God, as we offer a praise, it's a praising to get us out of what we have gone through. Not only does it help to get us out of, and I say it's a praise to get us out of, because it does elevate our minds, but we praise God because of what he's done for us in the past, what he's doing for us in the future, and the fact that one day we're going to dwell with him eternally. So God will provide. God will show up for us in the midst of our trials and in the midst of our troubles. He will give us the glory. He will give us the victory. As we give him the glory, and that glory that he shines upon us is given back to him because it don't belong to us anyhow. But as God delivered the children of Israel out of slavery, he asked that they would serve him and be holy. Don't go to the other gods. Don't worship them. Because the Egyptian gods that they made for themselves could not save them. The Egyptian gods could not stop the firstborn from being killed. The Egyptian gods could not save them from being destroyed in the Red Sea. Praise the Lord. But the King of Kings, the God that has made heaven and earth, the God that made this earth and everything in it, the heavens, the angels, us, for his glory, that God. So in essence, we are not to serve any other God but the God, the big G God. Praise. And in praising God, our mindset will change. And when our mindsets change, then there are glimmers of hope. We know that God will make a way. God has did it in the past, and I know he's going to do it now. There's nothing too hard for God. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, God, for this blog. We thank you for those that have listened on this blog. We pray, God, that something has been said that the people may cling to and know, God, that you are talking to them. God, we pray, God, for everyone that's listening or everyone that will listen to this blog. We pray, God, that you give them understanding. We pray, God, that they will be blessed. We pray, God, that you'll heal, deliver, and set free. And if there's somebody that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, Father God, we pray that they will say, what must I do to be saved? And say these words, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I repent of my sins and I accept you as my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is my prayer. And if you say that prayer, you will be saved in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you said that prayer, I pray that you'll find a good church home wherever you are and that they're preaching the word of God. And understand that this word of God is the word of God. They say this white man's word. This is somebody's interpretation. But this word will keep you. This word will change you. This word is not some letters written in a book, but this word is active. The zone of this word is active. And it's active enough to get down into your very bones, your very mindset, and change you to the glory of God. And I tell you, there is no other book that can do that for you but this book. Oh, if you read it, if you study it, if you ask the Holy Spirit to come into your heart and guide and lead you and change you, whatever habit that you have, it will be delivered. Just like God delivered the children of Israel, just like God has delivered his people on today, or even in the midst of the destruction. Some people are in the midst or have experienced that destruction. Some have even experienced coronavirus, but then they have been delivered. And yet there's some that have gone on to judgment, whether they see the king or whether not, their lives has been taken, because there is an afterlife, whether we decide to believe it or not. There is a heaven and hell. And the question today is, what side will you be on after you leave here, this earth? Because this body is not saved. Certainly, when God created the heavens and the earth, when he created man, he blew into spirit in his breath. And that part of us can't die. So in essence, where will you be after it's all over? I encourage you to sing a song of praise. I encourage you to sing a song of deliverance. If you're down, if you're out, know that God will deliver you. Know that God will take care of you. Know that God will provide for you. And when he does, I want you to text me at 309-750-7584 and say, Dr. Carey, this is my testimony. We overcome by the words of our testimony. When we lift our voices loud and say, God did it, and I'm going to praise him. God bless. See you. Talk to you. Not see you. But certainly we will be back with you on next week. Continue to pray for us. Continue to lift up myself as host and continue to pray for my co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers. She will be given a powerful word on next week. Be blessed. Continue to practice social distancing and wear your mask. God bless you. Bye-bye.